No, that was another thing. Yeah, that,
you saw that. I mean, that was fucked up, man. I was like, whoa, that didn't end the way I thought it was going to end.
Censorship in Lifetime, that was most child. And it's not the first time that station's done that. Childish, just childish. And that's a news channel. Whether you, that is up to us to agree with what that guest was saying. This is what they've done. They've taken everything. You are not allowed to form your own opinion on things. Okay? They treat you like a child. You're not allowed to hear what that man had to say. So they freaked out. It's like we live in a world where, I mean, if there's certain books I want to study, do I want to order them online?
You better get the actual book.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Well, what if the book isn't sold in stores anymore? Maybe it's a 30-year-old book that I can only get from, like, a thrift bookstore online. Somebody knows what I'm reading, even if it's for research. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
everything is monitored. And that's the crappy world we live in. But again, are they getting rid of books they don't want us to read from 30, 40 years ago? Absolutely. Try to get a hold of certain things, certain documents.
Yeah, I've been stockpiling certain books that I thought were useful through the years, and not that I think anybody
just make sure they're old editions.
I just want to make sure
you have old editions. You need them because they have been altering the book, and you're not going to know it unless you have something like I had ordered a history book. That was like a third edition. I think it was written in the 50s. So I was like, okay, this is good. I'll grab this. Because when they really started altering and the revisionist history, just like they're changing the definitions of words, I have a dictionary from the 60s. Massive, massive, massive. You know, when they used to sell from door to door the encyclopedia?
Yeah, they come right to your door and they say, hey, buy a set of encyclopedias, and you'd have to come up with some money.
Right. My parents bought the encyclopedias.
Encyclopedia Britannica, that was a big one.
That's right. And then they had this big monster dictionary. I can't ever say that.
Thesaurus.
Yes. Yeah. All of it is in this book. It's massive. So yeah, I'm going to go open that. I'm going to go dig that out of the garage and look at that and see what the definition for vaccine was in the mid-60s.
Well, just because the dopes at the CDC reinvented what a vaccine is doesn't mean it changes the meaning of the word. I mean,
no, but the fact that they're doing it, the fact that you can go look these things up.
They have to do it because they fucked up so bad. Now you have to actually change the definition of words to fit the disaster you've created.
Right. And yet,
what's the difference between that and cooking up shit in a lab? There's no difference. You're manipulating. No, you're manipulating.
I told you, you could do a whole week show just by taking things Fauci said last year and matching it up to what he said this year. I mean, they didn't scrub the lies.
No, and the young buck said, "Let's do that." And I said, "I swear to God, I might stroke out if I see this guy." Which there were a couple stories.
Just him. It could be Burks. It could be Redfield. It could be Walensky. Everything they said last year and match it up with this year lies. Oh my God, that's popcorn eating television.
Well, it's what it is, if you really want to know what it is. It's a tradecraft of psychological warfare, is what it is. You learn these things quite like you would if you were taking a class in college or something. You learn how to do these things, what they are, and how powerful they are, and what scenarios around the world our friends working for Uncle Sam and beyond have used them in, and the success they've had. And you learn that those are the hallmarks of psychological warfare. Complete and utter confusion. And while people are confused, you do whatever the operation is. If it's robbing a bank, you rob the bank, so to speak. If it's
right. So how many people are unvaccinated right now in the United States?
Who knows?
In your estimation?
Oh, my estimation? Unvaccinated?
Yeah,
I'd say 60%, somewhere around 60.
Right.
I don't think it's what they say. I don't think it's what they say at all.
Right.
I think.
Well, that's the 60% that was not affected by the psychological game.
Well, they're still affected, though. They're still affected. I'll tell you how. Some of those people, they have an instinct, but they're not quite sure. And the folks who carry out this stuff and execute it know this, because there's different stages of flipping somebody with psychological warfare. They're trying to flip the people on the fence, and that could be a significant amount of people. But lately, I think that they've done more to lose those people, and mm-hmm. so a lot of people are committed. Yes, but they could flip and say, well, you know what? I got to do this with the job, and I got to do this. But I think they came in too heavy-handed. That's just me, though. And I think...
I think the window is closing.
So, yeah, so do I.
To get the fence-sitters, because, see, the fence-sitters, the more they start to see the vaccinated people sick and dying, well, they're no longer fence-sitters. They're just going to say no, period. That's it. I'm no longer a fence-sitter. It's no. It's not going to go in their favor, because that's why I said the window's closing, because they're not going to be able to contain these illnesses in depth. And we're already seeing it over the past few days by them even putting in a headline, breakthrough. Like, let's talk about Wendy Williams, okay? Don't watch her show. Don't know much about her. What I do know is she had told Dr. Oz on her show last year that she was not getting the vaccine. She didn't trust it. He was not happy. He was telling her on her show, you know, you are an influencer, you know, like, more or less, be careful. But she also has Graves' disease. It was just announced yesterday that she couldn't start her season because she had, and this is how they put it in the news, and they didn't have to do this. They put that she had breakthrough COVID. So now at some point, she must have caved and got
she
vaccine.
Caved. She caved.
She caved. So she caved a while ago, but here she is. Now she's got the breakthrough. So now that is in the news. You have Nicki Minaj in the news. I said to you a week ago, this will be over when the left says it's over. And that means when the left finally says this is a scam, I'm not getting 3 boosters, 4 boosters, my friends are dropping dead. When they figure it out, then this might be over. And within days, Nicki Minaj comes out and talks. And what she talked about is true, because that's not the first time I've seen this, what she described. So the more this stuff starts to get out, there are going to be no more fence sitters. They're going to be on our side of the fence. And it's going to be blatant now. But I would say the last 2 days, I've seen more headlines of the breakthrough. And when you see breakthrough, you know that's vaccinated. So, yep, they need to start what you just said earlier in the show, the blob, the monster.
And I'll tell you why. She's got 22 million fans, okay? Now, I'm not a big fan of her music, right? You know, people listen to the show, they know where I stand on music. But this was part of the rotation tonight that we haven't gotten to. Nicki Minaj tweet, her tweets from the last day, spark a protest outside CDC headquarters in Atlanta. This is just a few hours ago. Nicki Minaj's tweets expressing her reservations about taking the COVID-19 vaccine prompted a group of her fans to launch a protest outside the CDC in Atlanta, with one outspoken supporter insisting we should all question this vaccine. So now you have demonstrators. And now it's time to go into blob mode. There's something coming that's going to wipe us all out. You know, right. This is what you're saying. And she doesn't realize. Now, she's been invited to the White House, right? So well, let's see what happens there. But she's going to be fucking hammered for spreading misinformation just by telling people to take their time and don't be bullied. Now, that's information. That's misinformation. That's
yeah, and I don't know. I really don't know anything about her. I know nothing of her music. But just by reading some of her tweets, she strikes me as a woman who, the more you're going to tell her that she can't do something, they're playing with fire with a woman like this, which I'm going to enjoy every minute of. Because that's just what we need. We need these people questioning, which they should have been questioning a year ago. But okay, fine, you're doing it now. I'm going to be happy about that. But yeah, once we see more and more of that, because I told you, these people are not going to be able to escape knowing somebody. They are going to know somebody that lost their baby. They're going to know somebody's parent that dropped dead.
What was her first tweet? That she had a friend who was going to get married.
Her cousin's friend in Trinidad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he got the jab, and his testicles swelled up, right? Something like that.
Swelled up, and then I think there was something with impotence as well.
You know where the news media was today? They were in, I'm not kidding. They were in Trinidad looking for the fucking guy. I'm not kidding. There's stories on.
No, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. They're like, it was never reported. There's no reported cases of swollen testicles in Trinidad.
They don't have to go to Trinidad. I could send them to New Jersey because I know somebody that happened to. Okay.
But what I'm saying is, this is where the news media is. And then today earlier, I saw that Nicki Minaj was talking about Twitter put her in Twitter jail for her tweets. I said last night on the Thursday Pain in the Morning, they're going to lock her ass down, or they're going to send Air Force One out there, and some guys in sunglasses and suits are going to stuff her into a van, onto an airplane, and get her sorted out right quick.
Well,
and especially when she said that she liked what Tucker Carlson is saying, and that he was spot on in some of his some of the similar things we say. And now you have, a Frankenstein on the West Coast.
Well, when the left starts canceling themselves and censoring them, that's when it becomes noticeable. And that's a good thing, because I was listening to a fantastic podcast where it was a professor at NYU, and everything he was saying was right and normal, and they canceled him. So when these things happen, it's great, because there's nothing more that I love or these nonpartisan people that can call corruption out on both sides. This is a beautiful thing. So, all this girl is doing is putting out a truthful statement and then say, hey, wait a minute, what are you all upset about? I'm just questioning, and you should be too. And she's saying, and what she's really doing is she's showing the world that you're not allowed to question. And that will then make people question.
Well, she said two things to piss off that group of zealots. She said, one, pray on it. That's sure to piss off your favorite devil worshiper. Mm-hmm. And make a decision yourself like a human being, and don't be bullied. Now, those are fighting words to the Fauci's and his wing monkeys,
And then there was one where she said something like, if the other side is trying to tell you to get out of a way of a train or something, that just because it's the other side, you're going to stand there and get hit. I forget the way she worded it. I'm paraphrasing, but that was a very good point. It's like, just because it's the other, it's like you're not allowed to align with anybody else's way of thinking, even though it's not any side of thinking. It's just common sense. Common sense. I mean, you've said it a million times.
I've seen these guys blow into different...
When did people start trusting the government?
Yeah, it's... Come on. it's, you know, I think about P.T. Barnum, and really when you read about him and this guy, I mean, he really nailed it. I mean, you could just get over on most people very easily. And with the pulpit these guys have, Fauci and all these, it's the same choir, MSNBC, CNN, right? And then it's those same folks now that are attacking Nicki Minaj. And I say to myself, this is getting interesting, like you said, when they turn on each other.
Mm-hmm. When they start canceling NYU professors and, you know, leftist musicians and, I will say right now, some of the comedians are doing well. They're refusing to play venues that want vaccine passports. So some of the comedians are doing a good job by saying, no, I'm canceling my shows. Forget it. Not doing it. Not going to contribute to it. The same way I was so happy to hear the way you framed that even if somebody gave you a fake card, on principle, you would not enter that stadium. That's powerful.
I'm not playing.
Right. We're not playing. We're not playing the game. No. We're not playing the game. I wear this like a badge of honor, and I'm not moving off of this mountain.
Let me ask you something.
What?
You break it down very simply, right? Whether it's Nicki Minaj or you or me or anybody else trying to get our point across, I'm still trying to figure out, when you break it all down, just something very... We talk about so much, but if I could break it down, in, I guess there would be several points, but one of the major points would be, I'm still trying to figure out, as a human being who has the ability to make his own decisions as a free person who has been given, I would say, a decent amount of analytical prowess, who has been given the ability to think logically and use common sense, I'm still trying to figure out how an unvaccinated person can give a person with a COVID vaccine COVID, number one.
They can't.
And why no one in the CDC has ever provided scientific explanation whatsoever of how that can even happen. So either these things work, as they say, or they don't. And then, of course, we know that they don't. So why are they surprised that people who are bright are saying, hey, what's going on with this stuff? It's not as you sold it.
Because they underestimate it, or they overestimate it, their indoctrination process through the decades. You figure if most people are not science-based, they know the average person, they can lie all day long. We don't know. People don't know. All right? So then they parade out their government-controlled scientists, and they go on all the talk shows, and they sell it, and the people buy it. And then if we find scientists that are not government-controlled, and we know one personally, and I'm not talking about Dr. Katz, I'm talking about Timothy Shea, he is not owned by the government in any capacity, and he was free to explain the science to us early on. The first thing he said to me in March of 2020 was, Ree, this is bullshit. And that's all I needed to hear. Because, see, I will trust him over Dr. Fauci. And when my father got the shot, he said, make sure he never gets a flu shot. Tell him not to get the second shot, but make sure he never gets the flu shot because that will do him in. Okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm not trusting Phil. I'm not trusting anybody that is on the television or the radio, or you got Sirius Radio and you put on Dr. Radio and it's nothing but fear porn. They're selling this because this vaccine is meant to do other things. Okay. That's why they need the vaccine. Unvaccinated people or asymptomatic people are of no danger to no one, never have been. Like I was listening to a scientist explain it this way. How many people are in a room, in this room right now, that have had chicken pox? Okay, everybody. Which means you have the potential to have shingles. But if the shingles are not out, you are not a case It is not active. That was the best explanation that I
Boom.
Heard.
That's the whole thing. It's the whole ballgame.
That's right. Right. So they've constructed this the same way with the stand 6 feet apart and all of the other horse shit that they did. It was all fear porn. You know, oh, this many people could die. And I mean, it was all crazy. But then again, we've talked about this. We pulled back the layer of the onion and go, oh my God, because we were all confused. Well, how did all these corporations, what, did they have a meeting? Well, no, they didn't have a meeting. The World Economic, they're all partners with the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, if you look at the partners, it's alarming.
It's alarming. But the top stakeholder is BlackRock, which means they're stakeholders in all these other companies. One phone call, boom, there you go.
Well, you're not accounting also for the investments of other companies that are not partners in the WEF who hold BlackRock in their portfolios.
That's right.
And
That's
hold
right.
these other companies in their portfolios. So de facto, uh-huh. they're part of the synergy
Absolutely.
Of what's happening behind the scenes.
Bingo. Bingo. These were the little nuggets we dug out as we were finding, you know, all the simulations and blah, 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 blah. The more that you dig and the more that you find, then you start not focusing on United States politics, all the bread and circuses we were not focusing on. We were focusing on everything that was behind the curtain. Like, for everybody that would say that this was all constructed for the United States election, I was like, you're crazy. This is a global operation.
This has been in the works since 1972. You know, this is, they
right
started
around,
drumming
right.
this sucker up when
the
I was 70s, a kid.
Yes. Because they married, where they have now piggybacked climate change and health all into one. It's
yeah.
all one thing. Now.
They put it in, right. that's the new spin. And you know, you talk
that's
about
the
fear porn, right? And people said to me, I don't understand what you mean, like the fear bus. Like, I don't see that. I said, oh, wait a minute. You had a president of the United States stand up there and say, if you're going to take us on, you better have F-15s and nukes.
Right.
Remember he said that?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck
yeah.
is he? And I said, that's what I'm talking about. When the guy at the top says, hey, you want to take us on in D.C., you better have military aircraft and nuclear weapons. In other words, he's not afraid to use them on us. So what
no,
other
no,
example
no.
do you need? What do I mean?
There's
what,
that fear porn, and then there's the daily fear porn when you read half-assed articles across the globe that will say 6 members of this family died from COVID, but they don't give you no backstory. They don't give you anything about anything. None of the stories have the proper information or in Florida, you say, oh, 20,000 students are quarantined in this school district. You're not telling us if they're sick. You're not telling us if that's your protocol, that they were in classrooms. So you have 20,000 healthy kids at home. Okay, so let's reword that. You have 20,000 kids not going to school. That's what you have. You don't have quarantine kids. They shouldn't be quarantined. There's nothing wrong with them. That's the fear porn. You keep scaring people. And I see, you know, I'm not on Facebook. I refuse to go near Facebook. It's a cesspool. But when people share comments, like screenshots, and you can see people in conversation, they are so brainwashed that you can't look at it. It's that sickening that they believe that the unvaccinated are such a danger, or they're not looking at the VAERS. Some people still don't know about VAERS because, again, they're not talking about it on the news or the radio. You're only going to get the stuff in alternative media. And there are some fantastic, you know, alternative media sites out there doing very good investigative work. But that's the only place you're going to find this stuff. So, yeah, that's to answer your question. Asymptomatic isn't spreading crap. It's all lies. And they're not going to be able to get away with it much longer because the window's closing.
I think Minaj might have thrown a wrench into their program. You know, I think when you get these younger folks who follow somebody like that, and then they say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Here's the younger generation. They can be pains in the asses because I work with these folks. They're not used to waiting for anything. So if they ask the government for an answer about something and they don't get it, they ask the CDC, hey, why don't you tell us the truth? What's going on here? We're just trying to ask some questions. And they get, they want everything. The younger generations want everything in the Amazon Prime delivery mode. It better be here and I better get it the same day. If they don't get it, they can get pretty fucking ornery. It's not like me. I'm like, well, you got to be patient, you know, just relax. You got other stuff to do. These young people, they don't take, we'll get to you later as an answer. As a matter of course, because the way they've been raised with everything has to be quick. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you could see some, and what we talked about, what happened at the CDC, you could see perhaps some rallies cropping up where the younger folks might want some answers on this stuff. I don't know how it's going to play out, but, you know.
Well, I wish they would have done this before they agreed to go to college and get stabbed just to go to college. Their parents are very unaware that probably half the things their students are studying could be for careers that won't even be here.
Well, that's the damnedest thing, isn't it? All that money and out the window for
what? Columbia University has an AI course now. Isn't that interesting?
Well, they had a president who attended there, apparently by AI. Nobody saw Obama. He was the first AI student, so why not have a program?
Unless your student is already studying and aware of Fourth Industrial Revolution jobs, there's going to be a lot of wasted money. And you've now allowed your child to get vaccinated for an education. Or an indoctrination, I should say. So, I wish some of this would have happened sooner. So the colleges would have been empty. This is what I mean as a collective. If you would have had tons of students not return, like look what's happening to Purdue. You've got all these sick kids and they don't even know what's wrong with them. So the colleges should not have been, they should have been ghost towns. The truckers should be striking. This could end quickly.
But Purdue, that guy Mitchell, the president said, "Don't even if you're unvaccinated and you come back to school, it's cool. Just can't go anywhere and you can't come to class." And look, he's got a nightmare on his hands now with vaccinated. And he was the president of Eli Lilly. Is he that much of a dope where he doesn't realize what the fuck was going to happen? I mean, I can't think that maybe he is. Maybe he is. Maybe these guys are just dummies. I mean, I remember the president of a Citigroup. He wasn't a very hands-on guy. I mean, if his top staff quit, he wouldn't have known probably how to log onto a computer. But he was the CEO of Citigroup. So you wonder how much these guys actually know when it comes to science as opposed to cutting deals and shaking hands and slashing throats. You know what I mean?
I'm a firm believer that they're all doing as they're instructed to do.
Right.
Whether they believe in it or not. I tend not to think of people in power as being naive, especially in that line of work. Like I was always bugged with the Alex Azar choice for HHS. Because he's a lawyer. The lawyer for a pharmaceutical company. Not a scientist.
Well, then he was president of it.
Right. But again, he's not a doctor or scientist.
And a pharmaceutical lobbyist before that.
Right. You have this man as the head of HHS. What? So we have somebody that's actually health-based? Health and human services?
Point in Trump Tower, he was discussing it with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the decisions like that, and then... Well, that didn't pan out.
No, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is also a lawyer. Okay, he's an environmental lawyer. You know, that's wonderful. He's fought Monsanto and all these things. I love it. But again, you still need somebody, I would think, a scientist or health-based. Even when I was doing a little bit of research on Thiel, Trump had tapped Thiel to pick out people at the FDA. Really? Really? Why are you, why is Peter Thiel picking out people for the FDA? Like, listen, we know why. This is the thing. We know why. The general public doesn't know why. They don't know all these players and how it all works. But they're putting their people in positions to get it done.